I just pray that we receive it first. Amen. Pastor George and I, we team teach and preach and all that. He's my cover. Our Christ is our cover. Amen. We look upon him, but we are all servants of the Lord. And so when the Lord puts a message, we want to deliver it, right? And first it comes here, now it's going to be to you. It's my prayer that this message will do something in your spirit, something to shift you, something to change. That's what our calling is, that at the end of you being here today, you want to do some changes in your life. Amen. And that will draw you closer to the Lord. Amen. Really close to God. So what are the prophets saying to the body of Christ and to the land? And so we need to hear, have an ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And that's not only a ear to hear, but a heart to what? To receive. Amen? How many of you know that we can hear all kinds of things, but if we don't receive it, right, it's not going to make any change. Amen? And so the prophets of the Lord are those that, you know, speak the word of the Lord as he empowered them and anointed them. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we will have ears to hear and a heart to receive what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And, Lord, we receive that today in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. All right, let's go to 2 Kings. Chapter 7. You see, the Old Testament scriptures are a physical demonstration, amen, about what God is doing today in the spirit. Amen? Right? So we can take the examples of the Old Testament. We can take what the Lord did in the Old Testament in the physical and demonstrate the spiritual, which is fantastic. It's so good. Right? Amen. And so if we see it, we can learn a lot. And God will raise us up and put us in that level. Amen. So 2 Kings, we're there, chapter 7. And it says, then Elijah said, hear the word of the Lord. Okay. Before that, I want to put a scenario in you. There is Samaria, a city, a town, a Samaria that was surrounded. It was seized by the Syrian army. Okay, the Syrian army were the enemy. The way they fought at the time was when they come to seize, you know, or to get the city or the county, they would just surround them. They all have walls and gates. Right? So they will come, the enemy will come around and stand there patiently and will not let them in or out. And so eventually the people in that city will starve. Right? A famine will come. They were bound. They couldn't go anywhere. Right? And the army just stood around, the enemy just stood around it and just stood there, took the good old time, and they were got kind of paralyzed inside of it. Okay, how many of you feel sometimes like that? The enemy still today, that was then. I'm here to tell you the enemy still do that to us. The enemy likes to surround us and put us in a place where we think there's no way out. We feel rejected. We feel isolated. We sometimes spiritually start getting into a famine, you know, like we don't get strong in the Lord. Sometimes the circumstances that we're going through, the enemy likes to magnify it and make you feel you are helpless, you are hopeless. There's no way around it. Amen. So this is the situation where they were. They were right there, and the Bible says there was a famine. That means they were hungry. They were standing there, right? How many of you know that when we feel like that, and you feel rejected, and you feel alone, and you feel like, oh my gosh, this is bigger. I can't believe this is happening to me, or whatever, right? Fill the blank, right? But it's not so. There's always a way out with the Lord. And so at the time, Elijah was the prophet. And God sends Elijah with a message. Now, picture, the prophet Elijah is in the middle of all these circumstances to the Samaria, and he prophesies. He has a word of the Lord. And then this is what he said. Then Elijah heard the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow, don't you love those specific, right? We have to be careful, you know, sometimes of those prophetic words that we hear and all that. We need to use wisdom. Amen? You need to judge prophecy, right? To make sure not all, everyone that say, thus says the Lord, right? You understand that is the Lord. You need to judge it, right? Against the word and the spirit and all that. But anyway, thus says the Lord, tomorrow, I love specifics, right? About this time, a sea of fine flour shall be sold for the shekel and 2 seah of barley for the shekel at the gate of Samaria. In other words, food is going to be, you know, it's going to be real cheap. You're going to get all this stuff. Now, it's in the middle of famine, okay? How many of you realize that a lot of time you are in a situation and somebody brings you the word of the Lord or tells you a scripture and you go, uh-huh. Right? So this is the attitude. It's like, oh, sure, you know. He's hallucinating. This prophet is hallucinating. We're dying. What do you mean tomorrow? Right? Because God, right? God. So an officer of whose hand the king leaned, there's an officer, there's the right hand of the king of Samaria, answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, could this thing be? And he said, in fact, okay, so it's okay to judge prophecy, but not to mock it. Okay, we need to be careful. And so this servant heard the word of the Lord, and he kind of mocked it and said, oh, really? Is God going to make windows in heaven? Right? That's mockery, right? Sarcasm. You know, sometimes the word of the Lord will come and say, oh, mighty man of God, and you go, psh, yeah, sure, right? We need to be careful, right? And so he does this. And he's in authority, okay? Because he's the hand, the right hand of the king. That carries a lot, especially when you're in authority. And he said, Elijah, the prophet, say, in fact, right? He comes back, rebuttal. In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Okay. I'm going to see that. I'm not going to eat it. Okay, whatever. Now, there were 4 lepers, men at the entrance of the gate, and they say to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? Now, there's 4 lepers. They're at the gate. And by the way, there's a lot of things about gates and gatekeeper and all that. And Aaron and I were into this journey to find out, because I think this year we need to understand what gates and gatekeepers are all about. Amen? And so they are in the gates, these 4 lepers. Now, what is a leper? They are physically ill. They're not well. They're hungry. They're weak. They're in the midst of this mess. But they start reasoning with each other and say, you know what? We're going to die here. How about we just go? If we go, who knows? We got a better chance, and we might have a chance, right? But if we not, we're going to die anyway. Let me tell you, sometime we need to get out of where we are. We need to dust ourselves. Amen? We need to stand up and say, you know what? I have nothing to lose. Word of the Lord, I'm going to go forth. But these lepers are taking a chance. The Bible says they walk in. I say, whatever, hey, dying here, dying there, let's go. And so, 4, if we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now, therefore, come, let us surrender to the army of the Syrians. If they keep us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall only die. You know, sometimes We need to be like that. I believe and trust in God. He's my Savior. He's my healer. No matter what, I'm going to plow through. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Glory to God. I'm not going to be wishy-washy, right? I'm going to take strength. And they did it. And so they go in, 5. And they rose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrian. And when they had come to the outskirts of the Syrian camp, to their surprise, there were no one. It's empty. For the Lord, you see, everybody say, for the Lord. Let me tell you, I don't care how your circumstances look like. Never underestimate the power of God in your life. For he is always working behind the scene. And sometimes in front of us, but we just refuse to see it, right? Behind the scene. And this is what happened in the camp of the Syrian. The Lord had caused an army of the Syrian to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses and the noise of great armies. So they say to one another, look, the king of Israel had hired against us the king of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to attack us. They heard a sound. Glory to God. The world will hear the sound of God. Our enemies will be destroyed by the sound of our God. Amen? We need to trust. We need to believe. So this happened. Therefore, when they heard the sound that God sent, they arose and fled at twilight and left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, their donkeys, and they fled for their life. Hallelujah. Just with the sound of the voice of God. And when these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent and they ate and they drank and they carried from the silver, the gold, the clothing, and went and hid themselves. And they came back and entered to another tent and carried some from one side to it also and went and hid it. Wow, do you blame them? No, they're starving. They're starving, they're sick, and there's all these food. So they're going to one set, and they're going to another one, and they're putting the gold, and they're putting the silver. I mean, they are having party. They are just pulling it in. They're just like, wow. And that remind me when I got saved. I was so lost. And all of a sudden, I hear about a God that loves me unconditionally and forgave my sin and healed my brokenness and set me up and invited me and say, come. And he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He lifted me up. He healed my brokenness. He saved me. Boy, I couldn't wait to go to church. I couldn't wait to read the word. I couldn't wait. I want everybody to lay hands on me. I wanted more. Kind of remind me of these lepers, right? I just couldn't wait. Church was exciting. I had little kids with me, 4 of them. I dragged them in, put a blanket on the floor, laid them down. The churches we were going, there was not such thing as nursery or things like that. And we spent hours in services. I wanted more. I wanted more. Have you ever been there? I pray you have. With the time passing, sometimes we start getting a little bit, I think we take for granted the presence of the Lord, but I just couldn't wait to feel the presence of God, to hear his voice. I mean, we ate the word of God, I mean, day and night. We study. We were in heaven, just like this lepers were. And then all of a sudden, after doing all that, then they say to one another, we're not doing right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent? Jesus came to give us what? The good news, right? The lepers came to their senses, and all of a sudden they said, "What? This is not right. Here we are eating while our people are what? Starving, dying. This is not right." I believe the Spirit of the Lord is still saying the same thing. You see, you're here, we're here, we're so blessed. If you have made the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, this is good. Come and eat. Come and see. The blessings of the Lord is upon us. Forever we are so blessed. We're the head, not the tail. Amen? Blessing going in, blessing coming out. And we're just partaking of this. But guess what? The good news need to be what? Spread out. But there's a world dying out there, just like you and I were. There's people dying out there. And sometimes we don't even share with our friends. I mean, we got best friends that if they die today, you know they will not go to heaven. And we get so intimidated. Look how the lepers say, the good news. What is the good news? Jesus has brought the good news. Come and bring it to them. It's up to them to take it or not. Amen? We're not just going to stuff them, force them, right? But if you bring the good news in a way, they'll come. Come and see. They can come. So I can identify myself with the lepers in here. Sometimes we just want to stay, pray, us for, no more. But there's a world out there that got die for Jesus and wants us to spread again the good news. I'm just saying thank you, Outreach. They had they came here and they have a training on how to minister at Swamp Cabbage. It's coming. It's around the corner. And how to minister to people to bring the good news. And we'll use a stick and then we'll start. Is it easy? No. Would the Lord, would the enemy try to intimidate you? And make, oh, they're not going to listen to you, right? But our calling is to what? To spread the good news. That's an opportunity. So Chitara, you need help. Come and see, right? And there's a stick, and you give a stick away. Everybody likes give. And you use this stick, and it's so good. And if they don't hear, you can hit them with a stick. Yeah, you know, bring some senses into that. No, let's not hit anybody with a stick. You know, you minister in love. But it's a start. And you tell them. And that's all the Lord has called us to do. You see, the lepers didn't stuff food in their faces. They just say, hey, we need to go back. Glory to God. Let's see what else they did. Let's see what happened. 9, and say, if we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's house. So they went and called to the gatekeeper. Oh, there's that word there again. Of the city, who are the gatekeepers of the city, and told them, saying, we went to the Syrians' camp, and surprisingly, no one was there. Not a human sound, only horses and donkeys tied, and the tents intact. And the gatekeepers called out, and they told it to the king's household inside. Woo-hoo! Look, everything is good. So the king said, okay, let's go. No, he didn't. He acted just like we do too. Look at the king. Go into his own understanding. How many times the Lord comes and breakthrough, and we justify it. Oh, it was the medicine. Oh, maybe I rest. You know, the Lord comes and heals. Oh, finances. You don't have it, but all of a sudden some doors open. And so we justify it, don't we? Oh, I work. Oh, that job came in. Oh, I know. It must have been, you know. And we get ourselves out of giving him the glory. And so the king in his intellect, because he's very smart, he's the king. So the king arose in the night and said to his son, let me tell you something. That the Syrians have done to us. You're foolish to believe in miracles and signs and wonders. Somebody gets delivered. Somebody gets set free. Oh, it's the program of the 25 steps. Thank God for those programs. How many of you know that is the power of God? So here comes the king. And he says, it's a trap. It's a trap. They're hiding. Better phrasing a little bit, but that's the scripture. And so when we go in, they're going to jump us. And they're going to kill us. Does that make sense? It's in the natural, right? Don't limit God with our thinking. Oh, this is the way it happened. This happened this and that happened that. Have you ever heard? You know, even Christians, you tell them, oh, praise God. Yeah, but I thought it was. God opens the door financially and say, yeah, this is this month. How about next month? I feel okay, but I don't know if tomorrow is going to happen. It might come back, and as soon as a sign comes in and says, oh, no, 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 I'm healed in the name of the Lord. Get thee behind me. I'm not going to go back there. All of a sudden, you be depressed and out, and all of a sudden, that glimpse of hope comes in, and you feel so much better, and you go praise the Lord. And the next day, the enemy wants to put you down again, and you go, okay, I've been missing you. Coming in. Or do you stand and say, no, no, no. The same God that healed me yesterday is the same God today. You're not taking away from me. Come on, 2024. It's not easy. You got to fight. You got to fight with righteousness and the power and the authority that God has given us. It's time to dust ourselves out. It's time to stand and believe what is true. There'll be some facts, but there's always the truth. The fact might be I don't feel well. The truth is by his stripes I'm healed. The fact might be I don't have anything in the bank. It don't look that well. Financially. But guess what? He will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Amen? We can confess the word of the Lord. I choose to believe God. For how long? Forever. We stand. Amen? Having done all, you stand. I stand in the Lord. He never leave me or forsake me. Okay, the servant said, just send five, king. I mean, in other words, just send five, they die. But just check it out. Amen? Just check it out. Glory to God. You know, I was sick for like a year and a half. I mean, talking about sick, my stomach and all that. And I was so sick and I was taking so many medications. It was bad, right? One of those things. Day by day, it was a struggle. I got to my senses, and I'm not telling you to do this. Amen? Yeah, you're hearing what I'm saying? This is what I did. But I just want to testify of the goodness of the Lord. And so I decided to drop all the medicine because in my reasoning, like the lepers, remember the lepers, like, well, let's go over there. What can happen? We're going to die here. We can die there, right? At least we take a chance. So I dropped the medicine and I decided to stand in the word of the Lord and I confessed the word day and night of healing. Was that easy? No. Did I went, hola, I'm good. Anyway, I stood in the word, and I confess it. Say, if I'm going to be sick taking medication, I'll be sick without taking medication. And so I need a surgery, or they say surgery and all that. Long story short, they only give me like 70% of improvement. And glory to God, day by day, I'm here. I can testify the Lord healed me. I didn't have surgery. Glory God. God is so good. I'm healed. He renewed my strength. And not only for what I said, there were a lot of people praying for me. Amen. I thank you for praying for me. How many times you've been like in bed and say, you can't pray? Come on. Right? You can't even say, Lord. But thank God somebody is. Some God, somebody's backing you up. Somebody's praying for you. Somebody's interceding for you. So I thank from the bottom of my heart, this healing didn't come just because I did that. I should have done that maybe a long time ago. I don't know. That's not, that helped. But prayer is an intercession, right? We have to make a decision. Again, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So the story goes on. And so they go and they realize and they say, yes, it's true, because we can see the leftover as they ran scared. We see the leftover. We see the garments. We see the. So, yeah, they ran out. There's nobody in the camp. Glory to God. And so we go back. We can jump all the way to 17. And so the people got the word that there's plenty under the sky. And say, now the king had appointed the officer on whom hand he leaned to have charge of the gates. Now this is important. The servant that is supposed to be watching the gate and have communion was in disbelief. Remember the servant that's like, oh, really? Are there going to be windows, right? And so he's there at his post. But something happened. And they all find out. They got excited. But the people trample him in the gate. And he died. Just as the man of God has said, who spoke when the king came down to him. So it happened just as the man of God has spoken to the king, saying, 2 seeds of barley for the shekel and a sea of fine flour for the shekel shall be sold tomorrow. And it was tomorrow, about this time, in the gate of Samaria. And that officer that answered sarcastically and say, would the Lord make windows in heaven? Could such a thing be? 2024, the body of Christ needs to get up a little bit higher and trust and believe. It's prophet and what God says. It's time to move over. Not like this, not into waters, right? And what God does, you give him all the honor and all the glory. And you testify. And I don't care how dark it looks. And I don't care how, you know, confined you may be. You serve a mighty God. Satan is no match. Let me tell you, Satan and Jesus are not in the same place. I hope you know that. And Jesus paid a high price for us to have this authority. To speak, to declare, to believe. To stand, amen, to dare, to dream again. And the prophets of the Lord have been talking. We are putting, and we want to give it, put it in your hands, of what we believe that the prophets, you know, through CI and all that, are saying to the body of Christ. And I brought you that example in the Word to see how things work. That was in the physical. Now we go into the spiritual. Through the year, we're going to be reminded of these things. How many of you hear a word of the Lord at the beginning of the year, and then by the next month, you don't even know. You don't remember. Right? And then you look back and you go, oh, what? You know, for 2025. What's the Lord saying for 2025? Well, do you remember what he said for 2024? And so we don't want to do that. So from time to time, we're going to expand on these things. And then you can audit yourself or check yourself and see what is my part on this. Amen? So we're putting this in your hand. I hope you put it in a place in your Bible and all that, that you can from time to time pray and seek the Lord. I need one, honey. Okay, and so this is just, it's a whole lot more in them, but how many of you know we're not going to cover all those right today? It's time, no. But again, but I'm just going to bring some points that you might be doing already, amen? But this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying through the prophets. Now remember, Elijah spoke the word of the Lord, miracle happened. The people believe it and walk in it, right? And they were victorious because, again, God is working all things for our good. It's up to us to walk in and receive it, or you don't have to. That's the freedom of choice. Amen? But it's my prayer that you will. You'll get together and you go and do great things. Number one, this is a time to sow significant seed to see significant solution. All right? It's time to plant the seed. God gives seed to the sower, right? And how many of you know that if you plant a seed of corn, what are you going to get? What do you get if you plant corn? Not a potato. You get corn. After our own seed. That's how God had created. Genesis 26:12. After our own. You plant the seed, God will give you a harvest. You plant a seed, you get a harvest. Regardless of what kind of seed you plan. I'm here to tell you that if you plant the wrong seed, you're going to get that harvest. And sometimes we plant seed that is wrong and then we resent God for the harvest. We don't want the consequences of our choices and we get mad with God. This is principle 101, right? So if you're planting whatever you plant, whatsoever you sow, right? Kindness, you're going to get kindness back. How kind are you lately? Hello? Love, mercy, ministry, friendship, money, right? You will harvest alike. Amen? You plant, you give. You give unto the Lord, amen? And if you give financially, financial blessing will come back. And you, when it comes to your finances, and I know this is a, this will set you free. You want your finances to prosper, you need to give financially. That's your seed. I hear people, no, I don't give, but I do this and I do that, and that's good. But know that the seed is going to, your harvest is going to be down, right? So if you're unkind to people, what are you going to reap? And not only to you, but those that you love. Somebody's going to be mean to your little one. Well, how you been, right? How do you treat the cashiers? How you treat the waiters, you know, when they go and serve you? Right? Do you sit there and demand? You know, sometimes, you know, not long ago we were in the restaurant and we were talking and all that, and I glanced and the table beside us, they all bow down and say this big prayer to bless the food, which is good, which is right. But my goodness, the way they were treating the waiter, the waitress, broke a heart. Really? You know, those people are that work fine. So, you know, your light needs to shine all the time. You be unkind to somebody that's serving you. And you know what? I'm here to tell you, people are having a hard time. And they're going through hard, you know. And instead of lashing back and just letting them have it and just get at it too. And just, you know, how about showing some mercy? Because that's the way we do it to God. I mean, he takes us anyway, right? We wake up, we're so, you know, this is the year of planting and sowing. And the what you are planting, that's what you're going to be reaping. Glory to God. Choose good soil, of course. The sowing according to, when you sow, again, in the negative, you know, in control of witchcraft and all that, is going to bring about harvest. Two, a time to turn off social media. Okay, Pastor Asia, you're done. It's time to go. Right? And to seek the Lord for his answer for your question. Cut off bad information. Wow. The media, right? It's this thing. It's this trolling. It's this fast. And that's why it's very hard for us to sit down and listen to Pastor Asia for more than 15 minutes. It's hard, isn't it? Our concentration is just like gone. Because we go from one thing to another, to another, to another. And what's coming in? That seed that has been planting in you, that's what's going to bring. And that's why when the Lord moves in a mighty way in our midst, we justify it. Oh, it must have been the weather. Oh, yeah, the tornado came, and you can see it. You can see these tornadoes, you know, and they go, oh, wow, oh, glory to God. Yeah, well, we didn't get touched, not this time. It's time to get to a new level. Get higher, says the Lord this year. Spend intimate time in fellowship with God, prayer and worship, so that we can endure hard times. You can underline that. Hard times are going to come. I got news for you, right? But we're not going to stay there. But because we are in fellowship with the Lord, it's going to be okay. We're going to go through. Engage in spiritual conversation with others around you, not just chit-chat. You know, when we get together with believers, what do you talk about? What is the conversation? Is it about the Lord? Edifying? Begin or intensify to align yourself, your life, to the plans and the purposes of the Lord for you. Six, what you're starting in the spirit, finish in the spirit and not in the power of your flesh. Sometimes we start in the spirit, right? Because we are, okay, yeah, this is what the Lord wants me to do. This is what God wants me to do. And we start all strong. And then at the minute, we just, our batteries just go down. Let's finish it. A call for intercession source to get serious in prayer. And let me tell you, God, we're going to have talking to Erin, and she's so excited. We're going to move it up a little bit higher, okay? And so we want you to come and join us, right? Intercession and prayer. Nothing happened without prayers. Amen? And so it's time to get to that level that we intercede and pray and stand and do warfare and declare. Amen? It's time to use all those tools that the Lord has given us. There will be a clarity in the confirmation of your call and in the affirmation of your identity in Christ. It's time to be reminded who you are in Christ. Not who you are, your last name, what you do. No, who you are in Christ. Emphasize of corporate anointing for the manifestation of spiritual gifts over individual manifestation. Spiritual gift, signs and wonders, they're going to follow you. I'm going to say that again. We do not follow signs and wonders. Sometimes the body of Christ, let me go to this conference, let me go to that, which is not bad. And I want to dot it down, right? But the Bible says they will follow who? The believer. So you need to be in a position where signs and wonders will follow you for you to what? Minister to one another, right? Lay hands on the sick. Declare the word of the Lord. Bring peace where there's no peace. Bind the enemy of confusion and division that is at your work. You have authority. Walk in that. Bind the enemy. Silence the enemy. Yes, you. And of course, at home, too. Glory, that should be the first place, right? But you have authority. And then, God would show the true power of agreement and unity this year. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12. Unity in the Lord. Unity in the Spirit. Amen? You know, you need to ask, how am I unified with the body? And being unified in the Spirit, you know, Spirit to Spirit. Amen? We become one when we are in Christ. Now, we might be completely different. It might have different tastes and likes. That doesn't mean we cannot still agree and be united. You hear? We can still be. Right? As the scriptures say, I've been young and now I'm old. And I never seen the righteous forsaken or the children of God begging for bread. And so I'm here to testify. The guy has some great things, 2024, but it's not going to fall on your lap. We're just going to have to wake up from the slumber. We're going to have to wake up from the sleep. And the Spirit of the Lord is conveying you to come. Come and see. Come. What are we going to do with it, right? Are you sick and tired to be sick and tired? So if you are, this message is for you. You will rise up, get to the next level, and go about your Father's business. The Lord. Amen? In Chronicles 20:20, it say, know the word of God and be established. Believe his prophets and you will prosper. You want to prosper? Let's hear what the prophets of the land is saying. Amen. That doesn't mean we do everything right. You got the Spirit of the Lord. You need to check it out. There are some prophets out there that you go, oh, this is scary, right? But just because there's some like that doesn't mean they're all like that. Amen. Just because there's false shepherds and pastors doesn't mean that they're good. They're not good pastors. Amen. They're still pastors. They're still that anointing. They love the sheep of God and do everything they can, right? Lay down their life for the sheep, right? It's the same with prophets. I know some of you have been turned off, maybe all of us, I think, right? But that's why you test the Spirit. Amen? So keep this. Read it. Ask the Spirit of the Lord, okay, what is this in my life, Lord? Am I fulfilling this? And then believe that it's going to be a new, awesome year, no matter what comes our way. Amen? And the enemy is going to continue to throw things on your path for you to stumble. But you're not going to have to because you're standing in that which God loves you so much. So I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Amen? And so again, go higher. I was just sharing on Wednesday, I think it was, we were sharing how many of you have gone to the roof of your house. When you get up there and you look down, it looks different, even though you be among that, right? It's not like you're, oh, no, but it's just a different what? View. You get high and you look down and you go, whoo. John, the revelator, the one that wrote Revelation, God brought him what? Higher. And from there, he saw. Amen? So I feel that's what the Lord is doing. To those that want. He's saying, just get higher. Just get out of where you are. Just mindset. You know, how many of us got some mindset that needs to be broken? Right? Oh, that's the way I am. That's a mindset. That's the way I've always been. That's a mindset. Lord, break my mindset. Just help me see people, ministry, my job, the way you see it, Lord. Amen? And then you, after you do all that, you stand. Amen? So let's all stand. Chronicles, when it talks about the word, knowing the word of God, you will be established. Believe in the prophet and you will prosper. It's 2020. That gives you what? Perfect what? Vision. And that's our vision. Amen? People come and say, what's your vision? Well, our vision is to do as much as we can to be like Christ. Amen? And to pull through it, right? So 2020 this year, right? In the sense of you're going to see the will of the Lord come to pass in your life and in the life of those around you. Amen? You're not an island. Say it. I'm not an island. You depend on one another. We need one another. We are the body of Christ. We are different. We do different things. The eye tells the ear. I might be a ear. You might be an eye. But guess what? I need you. We need each other. Amen? And the enemy goes, no, you know. It's just something gets me. And, you know, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I don't go to church. Ah, it's me and the Lord. Well, that's very unscriptural. You need the body. We need one another. We need to be established. Are we perfect? No, we're just going there, right? So this will be a year or two that God is going to heal and bring a lot of sons and daughters that wants trust and believe in the Lord. How many of you want those prodigal sons and daughters to come back? It's the year to pull them in. The Spirit of the Lord, believe me, is working with them. Right where they are, with the swine, I should have a V8, right? They're going to say, you know, I need to go back to the Lord. Amen? Are you excited? I am. So, you know, they're coming. And whatsoever thing you pray and believe, it will come to pass. Whatsoever thing you pray according to His will, right? When I pray with you, and I know it's God's will, guess what? I rejoice it's going to happen. Amen? We need to get like that. Amen? So we are here. If you need, you know, prayer, we're always here. But we are going to buckle up because we're going to try to bring you into a higher level. Would that be okay? All right. There's some that are still down there. And that's okay. But those that want to fly, let's fly. Right? Let's go higher. Let's encourage us. Let's be different. Mindset needs to break. And thank you, Lord, for the healings and the breakthrough, the deliverance. Lord, forgive us for the time that we do like that king did, Lord. That even though you were giving them the victory, he reasoned within himself how it was done or why it was done. Lord, forgive us. And Lord, help us to stay high with you and to trust and believe that you are a mighty, mighty God. And Father, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we're going to do great things, Father, because you are leading us and you're doing it, Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. And Father, we receive that infusion of hope, infusion of faith, infusion of deliverance, of infusion of breakthrough in all areas, so we can, yes, like the lepers, go back to the world and say, come and see, come and eat, come and receive. There is plenty for everyone. So, Father, forgive us for the time that we stay quiet. Forgive us, Lord, for the time that our testimony has been so poor. Forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us. Help us. Set us, Lord, and help us. Divine appointments, Lord, to share the good news. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Be blessed, and we'll see you Wednesday. Amen.